We ran as fast as we could. They were coming. We held our breath, clinging to each other as the man paced the room.
I know you're in here. Where are you?
And just when it seemed like we were safe...
There you are.
Hey, my name is Ximena, and I fix planes, just like my dad used to. When I was 4, a plane my dad worked on went down.
Mayday! Mayday! The Hawk is losing altitude!
His client was this slimy, nobody politician, Raphael Woodford.
Radio for help, you idiot!
I am!
Raphael miraculously washed up on shore. The pilot was never found. And the only piece of the plane they ever recovered was the tail. Raphael went into a coma, and his lawyers blamed my dad. He went to prison. The only good thing to come out of it all was meeting Alicia, the daughter of the lost pilot. She saw us both as victims. We were placed in foster care together, and she became the big sister I never had. While my dad rotted in prison, Raphael woke up, and he used what happened as a pity story to become Senator Woodford, the underdog. I hated him. He benefited too much from my dad's bad luck. I always had a gut feeling that there was something fishy about what happened. But I couldn't prove it. During visitation, my dad taught me everything he knew about planes. And when I was 18, he finally got out. Alicia forgave him in person. We let him stay with us. And he gave us his old business. I did repairs, and Alicia did the office work. Every day, I tried to convince him to clear his name.
It's not worth it, Mia.
But he refused. So I secretly wrote a lawyer to see what could be done. Then, someone I never expected showed up at the shop.
Is this Ximena's plane repair?
Closed! Archer Woodford. Senator Raphael Woodford's son. I couldn't believe it! That slime bag's flesh and blood in my shop! Did he know who you are? No way. Me and Poppy have different last names.
Mia, you cannot take him as a client. It's too risky.
I'd never do that. I'm sure he's just like his father. When my dad went to bed, Alicia came up to me. Maybe you should repair the plane. Are you nuts? You could get information on Raphael. See if your suspicions were right. It was a brilliant idea, if I could stomach it. Before Archer would even talk to me, he made me sign a paper saying that I wouldn't tell anyone I knew him. A total rich jerk move. Now, what do you want?
For you to repair my plane.
This is the most gorgeous plane I've ever seen in my life!
Thank you.
After I finished gushing over it, I got the plane into the hangar and checked it over. I can fix it in... I almost told him the truth. 3 days. But then I remembered the real plan here. I needed time to get dirt on his father. 2 weeks.
Okay.
And you'll need to help.
Is that normal?
No. I assume you want to fly it.
Well, yeah.
Any responsible pilot knows how their plane works. So be here tomorrow, 5 a.m. sharp. For a moment, I thought he was going to call my bluff. But then he did a goofy salute.
Aye, aye, Captain.
You didn't agree to fix that boy's plane, did you?
Of course not. Why would you ask that?
Good. It's best to leave the past in the past. Where's Alicia?
With her new boyfriend, like always.
I hope he's smart enough for her.
I wouldn't know. Never met him. The next day, Archer actually beat me to the hangar.
Hey, sorry. Didn't mean to scare you.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too. Because where you get your information matters.
Let's just get to work. All day I worked on the plane, and he handed me tools.
This one?
Yep. Luckily, he knew nothing about planes. So he had no idea I was taking my sweet time so I could pump him for information. So, does your family have a lot of pilots?
No.
What do they do?
My mom's not around, and my dad's a politician.
Bingo. I'm not really one for politics.
Me neither.
Over the next few days, Archer showed up as promised. And I had to admit, he wasn't a bad person. He seemed to hate his father as much as I did.
Now he's dating this woman who's young enough to be my sister.
That's disgusting. Unfortunately, all of the dirt was useless to my mission. I had to push harder. On our lunch break, I went for it. I read that your dad was in a coma when you were little. That must have been hard.
I remember being glad he was gone.
Did you have to visit him?
Never. They didn't even pull me out of school. It was like the world forgot about me.
I get that. I grew up in foster care.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I could feel how much he genuinely cared. It was pulling me in like a drug. I had to stay focused. Which hospital was he at?
St. Joe's. Why?
No reason. Let's get back to work. That same night, we finally got the plane running. I flipped all the switches and turned on the engine. It was the most beautiful sound. Hell yeah!
We did it!
As we both celebrated, almost by instinct, we found ourselves in each other's arms. I wanted nothing more than to kiss him. I knew it was a terrible idea, but I didn't care. A millisecond before we kissed, his phone went off.
My dad's almost home. I gotta go.
Archer frantically gathered his things. The moment between us broken. You're 18. He's not the boss of you anymore.
You don't understand what he's like. If he knew I was fixing a plane so I could literally fly away from him, I gotta go.
Archer ran away without another word. Had I really almost kissed the enemy's son? As confused as I felt, I finally had my first bit of information. St. Joe's Hospital. That same night, I went there. I didn't know what exactly I was looking for, but I was gonna follow my gut. I lured the nurses away, and then quickly used the nurses' station to pull up their records. Raphael Woodford... Wait, what? Raphael was in a coma for 4 months, the news said. But his records said he was only examined and then released into the care of Green Estates LLC. Hey, get away from there! When I got back at 3 a.m., Alicia was awake. Where were you? Investigating Raphael, and I found something. I told her the details, but she got hung up on something else. You're going way too far, Ximena. You're just supposed to ask Archer questions. I did, and they led me to the hospital. That's illegal. If you don't want to be involved, I won't tell you what I'm doing. But I'm not stopping right when I'm finally getting somewhere. You'll end up in prison like your father. I couldn't believe she said that to me. The next morning, Archer found me in the hangar. What time is it?
5:15. Wanna fly?
I thought you'd never ask. We hopped into the plane and I took her out onto the runway. Ready?
Wait!
Archer looked absolutely terrified. Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
I know. It's just when your dad's whole career is defined by a plane crash, it makes planes a little scary.
Hey, look at me. I got you. The engine roared louder, and we rolled down the runway faster, 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 and then...
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god!
Open your eyes, Archer. He opened one eye and peeked out the window. Then the biggest smile grew on his face.
We did it!
Amazing, isn't it?
I feel so free!
Every time I flew, it felt like magic, and I was happy to get to share the moment with Archer. It was also bittersweet. It meant my time with him was coming to an end, unless I got him on board. Archer, I think your father is hiding something. I went to St. Joe's last night.
What? Why?
The records say he was released to Green Estates LLC. Have you ever heard of that?
That's impossible. Green Estates, that's what my dad calls his private island.
My heart was pounding in my chest. After more than a decade of being helpless, I was finally making progress on getting revenge for my dad. I need to get to that island.
Why?
Should I tell him the truth? I considered it, but I couldn't risk it. After everything you've said, I think he's corrupt. Don't you think we should stop him if we could?
I just want to get away, not fight him.
He'll never let you go, Archer. Not if you don't make him back off.
I don't know where it is. I've never been. But I know where he keeps a map.
Archer took me to his home. A mega mansion. There was a tree close to a window on the upper floor.
This is how I get in and out.
You have to sneak out of your own house?
Why do you think I had you sign that confidentiality agreement? My dad didn't know I was gone. Ever.
On that depressing note, we climbed in.
This way.
The inside was fancy and clean, like nobody actually lived there. As we passed a closed door, I could hear a man and a young woman laughing inside.
My dad and his girlfriend.
Ew. I noticed a huge painting of Archer and his dad on the wall. Archer looked miserable. I hated how tightly Raphael's hand dug into his shoulder, like he was stopping Archer from running away. I was so focused on it that I didn't realize I was walking backward and knocked right into a vase.
Go!
We ran. I heard the door opening behind us.
What is this? A vase?
Archer!
Archer led us to his dad's office.
Here, The map. Take it and go.
What about you?
Don't worry about me.
Just then, the door opened. Archer and I dove under the desk and held our breath. But it wasn't long before...
Out! Both of you!
Raphael. Just as slimy and horrible as I remembered him. My heart pounded harder, and my fists clenched in anger.
Darling, what do you think I should do with them?
I turned to the door to see Raphael's girlfriend, Alicia. Mena, what are you doing in Raphael's office? What are you doing in Raphael's shirt? Raphael ignored us and snatched the stolen documents from my hands. He opened them and laughed, tossing them on the desk.
A map of the Green Estate. Why would you need that?
I did my best to memorize every detail of the map as he talked.
Wait, I know you. Jimena, daughter of Juan. The careless mechanic who sabotaged my plane.
What?
The look of shock on Archer's face made me immediately sick with guilt.
You didn't know? Have I taught you nothing, Archer?
Is that true, Jimena?
Yes.
And now she'll go to prison like her felon father.
Jimena, I told you to stop.
Alicia, you were the one who told me to go to Jimena's plane repair.
Of course she did. We had to put plans in place in case she decided to move forward with that silly lawsuit.
My veins turned to ice. Alicia... Betrayed me? Why? It's nothing against you. Your dad killed mine, Jimena. I couldn't let you help your dad get away with it. He served over 10 years in prison, Alicia. Good. You know where I met Raphael? My father's grave. Raphael cared about my dad, and I love him. It's not fair that your dad will get a life, and mine never will.
I hate to cut this short, but I'm calling the police.
Wait, isn't there something we can work out? I don't need your pity.
How about you sign an agreement of no fault, promising not to sue me, and I'll let you go. Deal?
You're evil. My father is innocent, and you know it.
Oh, please. Darling, escort Archer to his room.
After Alicia and Archer left, Raphael's mouth twisted into a sick smile.
Your father was in on it. I paid him handsomely to help orchestrate the crash. It's not my fault it ended up killing that poor pilot.
I wanted to scream. That couldn't be true, could it?
How do you think he never lost the business all those years? My money!
It felt like the walls were closing in. What choice did I have anymore?
You're free to go. And don't worry about Archer. He'll get exactly the treatment he needs. You won't see him for a very long time.
When I got home, I found my dad watching telenovelas. Papi, did you accept money to help Raphael crash the plane?
Who told you that?
Does that matter?
Yeah, it's complicated.
You were supposed to say no.
I won't lie to you.
You really did conspire with him? All these years, I believed in you.
I regret it every day.
Everything good in my life was gone in a single night. My dad, Alicia, even Archer. As I sobbed into my pillow, I couldn't help but think about Archer. How screwed he was. I could only imagine what kind of treatment Raphael had in mind. Wait, treatment? When Raphael went away for treatment for a very long time, he went to the Green Estates. That must be where Raphael was taking him now. I wouldn't leave Archer to Raphael's plans. I hopped in Archer's plane and took off. Even though the island was hidden, it wasn't that far. I landed and hopped out of the plane. As I expected, there was another plane parked. I felt the metal and it was still warm. They had just arrived. The island had a huge mansion on the close side. Even from here, I could see Raphael and Alicia inside, but no Archer. He had to be somewhere else. The only other building on the property was an old, rundown mansion. Inside, there were fresh footprints in the dust. I followed them to a door that led to the basement. Once I reached the bottom of the stairs, I couldn't believe my eyes. Archer! He was beaten up and locked in a cage. I smashed the lock with a rock and ran to him. Are you okay?
Yes. Please, help him!
Archer pointed to another cage. I hadn't noticed there was another person inside. I smashed that lock, and when I got inside, I realized it was... Pilot, you're alive? I had to be in a nightmare. Raphael couldn't be this evil, but it was real. I'll get you both out of here.
Not so fast. How sweet that you came.
You're sick. Let us go.
So you can expose me? I don't think so.
Raphael, darling, where did you... Alicia entered and froze in her tracks. Dad...
I told you to wait at the house.
Alicia!
Oh, well.
With nothing left to lose, Raphael started pulling out his gun. I took the rock I used to smash the locks and threw it at his head. We ran as fast as we could, escaping the basement and rushing towards the plane. But Archer's dad was close behind us. Bullets were flying past us, so close I could feel them.
You won't get away!
Archer's plane is too small. Get in the other one! I took the controls and gunned it down the runway. Raphael never gave up. Somehow, we got away. The more distance we put between us and Green Estates, the more calm we became.
Thanks for coming for me.
If I wasn't so focused on flying, I'd kiss you right now.
I'll hold you to that.
Then Alicia's dad said something I never expected.
This plane is the Hawk.
The Hawk? That's the plane that went down.
No, he just hacked off the tail and threw me in a cage. It never went down.
With the plane, and Archer, and the pilot's testimony, ex-Senator Woodford went away for a long time. I forgave my dad. After all, he served his time. I even forgave Alicia. She'd been manipulated by a master liar. As for me and Archer, I promised to teach him how to fly. And we definitely collected on that kiss we promised.